Welcome to Lydia's Ladies Podcast, and today I wanted to talk about a book that's really helped me. So I'm trying to strengthen my walk of God with prayer, because obviously prayer is a conversation that you have with God. Then when you read your Bible, that's God's conversation back with you. But some days, I must say recently, I've just been like tired, feeling overwhelmed with care for my mom and just finances and just health, and just everything has kind of got on top of me. And I must say that my prayer life hasn't really been as great as it could be. So I'm like, you know, this week I really want to work on it. So I picked up a book called Don't Just Stand There, Pray Something by Ronald Dunn. It's kind of old time book. It's one that my mum used to probably read on the night shift. And imagine, I'm only 6 pages in and I'm like, I've got to write, do a blog, I've got to do a podcast on it, because I just found it so helpful and it's only 6 pages in. So it goes through a couple of different practical stuff when I'm just looking through the contents page. He's basically going on stuff about like, don't just stand there, you got to pray something, because prayer is powerful. And the topic that I'm on is just do it. So, you know, so I'm just thinking like, I don't know what to pray about, I don't feel like praying. God's like, just pray. Don't even try and do it all on your own agenda, just pray. And I just really wanted to pick up this part in the beginning that prayer can sometimes have a bad image. Like some people think like, oh, let's do the action, then pray after. No, prayer is everything. You pray first and then act after. So basically it said this on page 6. I discovered that prayer is not a religious exercise. It is a human necessity. So you shouldn't do your day without praying. It really is key. And I love it on page 7 when he says this. I discovered that prayer is the secret weapon of the kingdom of God. It is like a missile, pew, that can't be fired towards any spot on earth. Travel undetected at the speed of thought and hits its target every time. Now, can you imagine? You've got a weapon in your weapons bag, prayer, which you can use every day, any time that you need and require. Why wouldn't you use it? Doesn't make sense. Why would you sit and worry, sit and think, sit and get confused and anxious about stuff when you can sit or even walk? You can pray or walk. Pray and talk to God and ask him for guidance. You know what I'm saying? And he also says that prayer means that I never have to say there's nothing I can do. I can always do something great, as great as Jesus did, even greater. I don't have to stand there. I can pray something. So whenever you feel like overwhelmed or you don't know what to do and life is just coming on your shoulders like a ton of bricks, just pray. This book really is helping. I'm only on page 6 and there's a whole bunch of them left to go through. And I just really want to encourage you. God really wants to listen to what you've got to say, but you've got to say it first. Do you know what I'm saying? So just pray. Pray each day. Pray every day. Pray about everything, things on your mind. And if you're at work or whatever, at school, you can pray in your mind, because God even knows what's going on in your head, even if you don't vocalize it. So depending on where you are, put your headphones on if you're walking down the road and you don't want to act like you're crazy and you're walking and talking, but just pray. God wants to hear from you. Imagine you've got a best friend and you don't text them, you don't talk to them, you don't Instagram them, you don't watch them. You're going to think, what's going on with the friendship? So just pray and just keep that line of communication between you and God consistent, growing, continuous. Just like how you love catching a meme or a joke or a text on the group chat and stuff on WhatsApp. Have that love, passion, and joy and excitement for your relationship with God and build that through prayer. It's helping me, and I'm only on page 6 of the book. Please get yourself a copy. Just do it. And I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting no promo off the book. I just want you to get closer to God by praying and getting close to him with your walk with him. And with that, if you can do that, I'm winning, you're winning, we're all winning. So I hope this has helped you. Please do get hold of me if you want to ask any questions. And I really hope you've enjoyed this Lydia's Ladies podcast. And have a great and amazing day.